It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. Accessibility is something that people with disabilities have to consider when planning their travels. But that information isn't always available. But there's good news. There's an app in development that might help fix that. Do you have a disability that makes traveling difficult? What's the hardest part about it? 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. Ideas at WPR.org or tweet us at WPR Mornings. Gabriel Sleevey lives in Eau Claire and is developing an app called The Rebel Traveler's Guide to the World, which focuses on making traveling more accessible for people with disabilities. He's also developing a mobile site. Gabriel, thanks for joining us on the morning show today.
Good morning.
So you are currently working on an app and a mobile website called The Rebel Traveler's Guide to the World. Who is this for?
It is for everyone. It does have a focus on people with disabilities, but anyone can use it. Even if you have a bad knees, bad back, if you at all have any difficulty traveling, this app will be for you.
So what was the inspiration for the app and the mobile site? Talk about your personal experience.
The inspiration for the app / mobile website was when I was younger. I was told I couldn't go to China by a family friend, and she said it wouldn't be accessible, and I and my family took that as a challenge. So we went to China, and we lived there for a long while, and I actually climbed up the Great Wall of China. But when I did so, once I got to the top, I actually found out that there was a gondola coming from another province that was nowhere in the tour book for the Great Wall. So I spent all this time and energy getting up to the Great Wall, only to find there was an easier and more accessible way up to the Great Wall. So this came out of my traveling experience, that I personally would like to know all these little tips and tricks to travel. And I thought others would too.
Share with us what the situation is with you physically. What your disability is?
I have cerebral palsy.
And you're in a wheelchair.
I use a wheelchair for long distances. Yes.
Okay. And you do a lot of traveling, so this has been a real big deal for you.
Mm-hmm. This has been a 14-year project.
So, at what point did you kind of have an aha moment here and say, you know what, I should really make an app for this?
That would be about 3 years ago. We found that a lot of people use smartphones now. It's accessible to almost everyone, and it's with the Apple App Store and everything, you can even do free apps, so the information can be with you anywhere, right at your fingertips.
And so how did you collect all of this information? What did you have to do? Because it sounds like an enormous task. You see, you've been working on it for 3 years, I can well imagine. Tell us about the process.
Well, we've been working with several different groups, UCP, a few others, and we've been collecting the data for a long while. Right now, we are focusing on Eau Claire and the Twin Cities for collecting data. We hope to expand to Chicago, and we also have data for Swaziland, Africa as well.
Wow! Any other countries outside the United States where you're collecting some data?
Not at this moment, but we plan to. That is why it's called The Rebel Traveler's Guide to the World.
Okay. How did the Mandela Washington Fellowship for Young African Leaders Reciprocal Exchange factor into what you've been doing?
Well, we met them, and they got us in contact with a group in Swaziland. And they helped us design a bit of the app, as well as we met with several different groups, the Council for Disabled Persons, and I can't remember the name of the other group at the moment, but they helped us collect most of the data that we have now for Swaziland.
Okay,
and working with those groups themselves, we were able to get a wide picture of the community there in Swaziland.
Okay, and so tell us, you've done a lot of traveling. You've been to China, you've been to the Great Wall, had some experiences there. Tell us some other places you visited and what some of the challenges were that you faced there.
I've been to China, Thailand, Tibet, India, Egypt, Africa, Israel. I've been all over the world. I have tried my hardest to get, you know, into all the famous landmarks, and most of them, except when I wasn't discriminated against by policy, I've been able to overcome with a little elbow grease.
Okay, well, a little elbow grease. That's, I don't know, my father always told me that that solved a lot of problems. What was the best trip out of all of those that you were like? And then tell us how it could have been improved by an app like the one you're developing.
I guess I would have to say my favorite trip so far actually has been Swaziland. It's a wonderful country. The people there are wonderful. The way my travel could have been improved would be to know that, for example, there aren't any wheelchairs publicly available or any kind of disabled supplies. They actually have to be given by the government. They have to be willed over by the government. The prime minister, I believe, has to have some wheelchairs in stock that he will give out.
Wow. And so you didn't know that before you went there. So how did you manage that then once you got there?
Well, my wheel broke while touring Swaziland. And luckily, one of the groups we were with knew this group in Swaziland who actually were working on building wheels for wheelchairs as replacements. So luckily, they were able to, you know, make me a temporary one. But without their resource, I would have been stranded, really,
because
there
been
were
in
no
big trouble.
Resources.
So the difficulties that you've experienced while traveling with a wheelchair aren't just limited to the destinations you travel to. You've also had some problems in an airport, correct?
Mm-hmm. O'Hare.
And what happened there?
Well, they treated us basically like cattle. They put us into this, I don't know if you'd call it a room or a long hallway. There were about, I don't know, 20 of us. They put us into this room, left us all waiting there for a good, I don't know, half hour. And we were waiting around, you know, our flight had just landed after a long flight from, I think it was Turkey. And they wouldn't let us leave on our own. They needed qualified airport staff to take us around. And obviously, they didn't tell us this. So we were just stranded.
Oh, wow. That's horrible. Very quickly, where can we go to find out more about your app?
Facebook.com at Rebel Traveler.
Okay, Gabriel Sleevey.
First link.
All right, Gabriel Sleevey lives in Eau Claire and is developing an app called the Rebel Traveler's Guide to the World, focusing on making travel more accessible for people with disabilities. He's also developing a mobile site. Gabriel, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network.